Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Special note, 636 CJHL alumni are currently playing NCAA Division I hockey. That's 39% of their league. And joining us now is the leading scorer for the Portage Terriers in Manitoba and the Manitoba Junior Hockey League, Jeremy Leipzig. Jeremy, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hi, thanks a lot for having me.
Jeremy, you were just named the MJHL's RBC Player of the Month for December. You're not only leading the Terriers in points this season, you're leading the entire Manitoba Junior Hockey League by over 10 points. What's been the deal this season? Why so hot?
I don't know. I mean, coming into the season, I knew I wanted to have a big year for myself and the Terriers, and playing with a guy named Chase Brakel, who I'm familiar with from playing with last year. I think we've had a lot of chemistry, and I think that's really continued over this year.
This is something I find very interesting, Jeremy. You got a family connection with Finnish superstar and NHL great Timo Salani. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we do. Back when he played for the Jets, my parents, well, first off, my mom and his wife, Serpa, connected, and then they've had a friendship ever since. So, I mean, when he was here for the Heritage Classic there, he was over there once or twice, and we saw him a couple times. So it's a pretty cool friendship. So we've known them for a long time.
It's cool when you know a legend like that. It's certainly inspirational. Speaking of inspirational, your older brother, Brendan, someone hockey fans might be familiar with. He's a Toronto Maple Leaf prospect, now currently playing in the American Hockey League for the Marlies. How big of an impact has he had on your game?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, ever since I remember, I've looked up to him. And, I mean, he had a good junior career there in Portland. And now he's playing with the Marlies. So he's had an impact on me, someone I can run things by. And it's great to have someone like that to look up to.
You were playing with the Powell River Kings of the BCHL before being traded to the Terriers around this time last year. How did you feel about moving back to Manitoba?
I was happy. Things were going my way out west there. So when I heard I was coming back to Portage and be able to live at home, I was excited. And it's really worked out for me here in Portage, so I'm happy with it.
The Terriers were the hottest team in the league last year, losing just six games all season long. Portage went 12-1 to win the MJHL and moved on to the Western Canada Cup, where you guys fell just shy of earning the spot to the RBC Cup. What was that entire experience like for you?
It was great for me. Coming back from BC and playing with Powell River, I don't think I was a part of a loss with that team until we lost our first playoff game there in the finals. So I think we were on something like a 30-game win streak or something. So, no, to be able to have that experience to win a championship, it was my first time, and then go to Westerns and fall just short. It definitely just builds character within the organization as well, and I think we want to get back there.
What goes on in the room? I've always been curious about that. We just saw the Columbus Blue Jackets do that in the NHL with their incredible streak that they put together. Is it in the room where you're kind of afraid between periods to say the word shutout when you haven't given up a goal just at that point and you don't even want to talk about the streak, or does it come up a lot?
No, I think guys try and stay away from that, try not to jinx things, especially when the goalies have a shutout. They don't want you to say anything. You know, all goalies are a little off. I think we just try and take it one game at a time, like they say, and it worked for us last year for sure.
What's it do to the overall confidence of the team when you get that close to earning a ticket to the RBC Cup, and now you think, okay, how can that affect you this year in trying to get there?
Yeah, it was definitely hard last year coming up just one game short, losing 2-1. And, we only have a couple of guys from that team on this year, but I mean, those guys all want to get back there, and we're going to do everything we can, so hopefully we can get back there.
You guys are another top team in the league again this season. Can you see the Terriers making the championship push again this year?
Yeah, definitely. I know the coaching staff and the management always gets the Terriers ready come playoff time, so hopefully we can make another run here, and I can definitely see us getting back there if things go our way in the playoffs.
Well, Jeremy, it's been an interesting couple of years. Congratulations to you on your own personal streak, and good luck to the whole team. And maybe we'll be talking to you a little bit later on down the road.
Perfect. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
That was Manitoba Junior Hockey League leading scorer Jeremy Leipzig of the Portage Terriers. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.